now here's your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Debbie, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you had a lovely weekend and can give us an hour of your time tonight, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program, so of course we hope you can call and participate. That's very, very important to us. The number is area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. I also want to remind you of our toll-free number in case you are someplace outside of the Bay Area, and that is 866-798-8255. That's 866-798-8255 for toll-free. And we'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just a bit of everything else. Again, 415-841-4134. And our email address is mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. That's mindsovermatter, one word, @yahoo.com. Feel free to email us anytime. We don't read them during the show, but over the course of the week, and it's always great to hear from our listeners. So also, if you'd like to hear our show online, you can certainly do that simply by going to kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And if you like a podcast of this show, I believe that everything's been ironed out now, and that should be available with Debbie at the helm at kalw.org, along with some of our older classic shows. So anyway, that being said, we're going to start with a round of introductions, and here's the first. When their new Santa Clara Stadium kicks off this season, Jerry Nachman looks forward to seeing his first live 49er game. The last football game he saw was the famous Raiders-Jets game in 1968, which was cut off before it ended to make room for Heidi. He never did learn how Heidi turned out.
Thank you, Dana.
She joined the Marines, I think.
Lee Garchik thinks the world seems to be ailing so much right now that it's hard to make a joke about the news. So one large step backwards for mankind.
See, that's about the news. Because it's the tonight is the 45th anniversary of the spacewalk.
Oh,
you didn't get that.
I didn't get that.
Oh,
well,
our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, will be attending the Giants game at the end of the month and will sit in a private box. He hopes the Giants win, but win or lose, he'll be there for the free hot dogs.
So, yes.
When are you going?
I'll see if there's room for you, Jerry.
Okay.
You're up. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I will give you the names of five Broadway musicals, not all hits, to be sure, about famous people. And you tell me who they were.
Oh. All right.
Okay, here's a...
You mean who the fake people were that the shows were about?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, fine. Okay, here they are. The first, Grey Gardens, Bounce, Rex, and The Boy from Oz.
All right.
Again, the first, Grey Gardens, Bounce, Rex, and The Boy from Oz.
Leah, you want to?
Grey Gardens is about Edith Bouvier.
Edith Bouvier and her sister.
Yeah.
Her daughter.
Edie, yeah.
Her daughter. Okay, good. Okay. I'll let you guess one each.
Rex, isn't that about... I want to say Henry VIII.
That's right.
All right.
Henry VIII, okay.
Who was in that? Who played Henry VIII?
Nicole Williamson.
Oh, all right. That's for both of us.
Yeah. Okay.
So the ones left are...
The ones left are the first, Bounce. The first, Bounce, and The Boy from Oz.
And Leah, why don't you go ahead, too?
Okay. I want you to finish this sentence. 1 in 10 European babies is conceived, blah. But, and I'm going to make it more specific, where? The question is where. In other words, it's not saying 1 in 10 European babies is conceived out of love or at noon or.
So you want a geographical location?
I want a location. Yeah.
Okay.
1 out of 10 European babies is conceived, and then you want the place. Yeah.
A location.
In the United States.
European babies.
Well, I mean, they could be conceived in the United States, couldn't they?
Yeah.
No.
on a trip or something, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay. So you want a location. 1 out of 10.
I don't know.
Mm. Okay. You want? All right. Do you want a city by any chance?
She said location very carefully, so
yeah.
It may not be a city.
yeah. Hmm. All right.
At home.
No.
I must be more than 1 out of 10 to concede at home. Okay, ask a question again, would you, Leah? Thank you.
1 out of 10 European babies is conceived blank. Where?
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Your afternoon, City.
Hello.
I'd like to make a slight correction. I was mentioning about, you know, Ferrari that copyrighted their designs with Pininfarina. Somebody mentioned that the Pantera was bodied by Pininfarina. It was bodied by Ghia.
I didn't hear that at all.
Oh, remember last year we had the Ferrari question about the car design.
Somebody said that the Pantera was designed by Pininfarina. It was bodied by Ghia.
Okay. All right.
Here's my two questions.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to figure out. What which record label's logo featured a Harlequin holding a globe in his right hand and it was in a box?
Featured who?
A Harlequin?
Featured a Harlequin holding a globe in his right hand.
And it was in a box?
Well, the box in the 50s was later than an arrow in the 60s.
Oh, all right.
Like a one-way arrow.
It's not something like Domino Records, is it?
No, but it does start with the word letter D.
Decca?
Yes.
Oh, very good.
What was the logo again? I missed it.
It was a Harlequin.
It showed it with the holding a globe in his right hand.
Oh, all right. Okay. Okay, my
second question.
Yes.
Which two actors who played Delano on the Virginia appeared in The Son of Bernadette?
All right, once more.
Name which two actors who played the landowner on the Virginia and appeared earlier in The Son of Bernadette?
Well, Lee J. Cobb.
Yeah.
Charles Bickford.
Yes, give her some of them.
All right. All right, thank you.
Yeah.
You're the only one in the universe who knew that answer.
I doubt it.
I think so.
All right, let's see here. According to a poll done by Forbes and Skyscanner, which is a travel site, what are the three countries that are friendliest to tourists? These are all industrialized countries. None of them are, I guess you would consider, third world. What are the three countries in the world that are friendliest to tourists?
Hawaii.
Countries.
It's not a country.
Country. Okay. Let me try again.
one is in Europe and the other two are not. So according to Forbes magazine and Skyscanner, who did a poll, what are the three countries that are friendliest to tourists in the world?
How is that measured, anyway?
Just in a poll. Rudeness and, whether they're kind or
rude. But how do you measure rudeness?
Giving you directions when you need them.
Finland.
And not cheating you and things like
Finland
that.
Finland always pops up.
Not Finland.
No.
Okay. No.
Holland?
No. Uh-uh. Well, think about it. All right, second question. During the 1970s, Mattel made a doll called Growing Up Skipper. What was unusual about that doll? It did something.
Well, it grew. It was extended. You could extend it.
Not enough, no. During the 1970s, Mattel made a doll called Growing Up Skipper. What was unusual about the doll?
Well, it developed female characteristics.
Yes, you're closing in on it.
Rounded out, let's say.
I'll kind of give it to you, I think.
Okay.
When you twisted her arm, her breasts grew.
Oh.
I never thought of that.
All right.
There's a tip for you young guys out there.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there are so many things wrong with that I don't know where to
skipper?
Start.
And what skipper?
I don't know.
It didn't make it, I don't think. It didn't last too long.
Isn't that awful when you twist her arm, her breasts grow? Okay, fine. All right, I'll give you one more here. What historically black college was named after the wife of John D. Rockefeller? What historically black college was named after the wife of John D. Rockefeller?
It's a well-known college?
Yeah.
Her last name? Is it named after her
No,
last
it's not. Name? It's her maiden name, so it's not named after her. It's not called Rockefeller, but it's named.
No, I know that. Was Spelman?
Yeah, right. Very good. Spelman. Okay. All right, yes, Spelman College in Georgia. It was Laura Spelman Rockefeller was her name. Okay, Debbie has informed me that Skipper was Barbie's younger sister. Right. And then you twisted her arm and her breast grew. Yeah, okay, fine. And, all right, fine. Okay, once more, what three countries have the highest rating as far as being nice to tourists? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is it me?
It is you.
Okay, it's Gene in New York.
Hi, Gene.
And I have a geography question for you.
All right.
So in states in the United States usually have their smaller city as the capital. I guess that's to maybe it's a political thing. I'm not quite sure. But what country in Europe has that quality, and what five countries in the Americas have that quality?
I didn't get the premise.
So you're asking
countries whose capital cities are not the largest city. And maybe not the most well-known city as well.
Okay.
Ooh. So, I mean, one is obvious, right? The United States, right?
Right.
So there are five cities, there are five countries, maybe six countries in America, as one is kind of minor. And only one country in Europe that has that quality.
So, okay, let's think about Europe then. So there's one country in Europe where its largest city is not the capital.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's as big as one-third of the size of the capital.
Okay. All right. Let's see. So, are you counting, for instance, the Hague in?
The Hague. I'm not sure. It was not on my list. I think the Hague might be not really the capital.
It's the administrative capital.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. It's not that one. There's another one that's more obvious.
Okay.
And I'm not counting like Liechtenstein. I mean, I think that might be like a bigger villages. Not the capital, the smaller villages.
All right. Yeah, I think that's the biggest city. That is the biggest city in Liechtenstein, Bad News. Okay, let me just think for a minute here.
Maybe the ones in America might be easier. I don't know.
Right.
The ones in the Americas, you say?
Five are in the Americas, actually.
I mean, Canada, you could say that, couldn't you?
Yes, Canada is one of them. The United States is the other. There's
Ottawa. And then I guess Brasilia in Brazil.
Yep, that's one.
Okay. Well, let me think.
I could leave it up to the audience. Also, I wanted to guess the two countries that are...
Yes.
So the countries that are good to tourists, I would
yes.
guess, are Brazil and Denmark?
Brazil is number one, actually, yes. Very good. Good job.
Denmark?
No, not Denmark.
Okay, and babies in Europe are conceived in test tubes?
In where? Test tubes? No. No. Good answer, but no.
Let's see. Okay. So I guess what we'll do is we'll put you on hold, and then you can give the remaining answers to our board op, and then we'll let people guess.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. And can we go to another call in the meantime? Okay. Let's do that. Hi. You're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. Is this me?
It is you.
I'd like to take on the European baby problem.
Yeah.
Europe has a wonderful train system. So I'm going to say on trains.
Nope.
Good guess, though.
No. Good guess.
Think of it. 1 in 10 on board on a train.
I have seen some unusual things going on
this
European
trains.
This
isn't where they're born. It's where they're made.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
This is Henrik in London.
Hi, Henrik.
Hi. I have an answer, I think. for the 1/10 of Europeans born in some specific place. I would say taxicabs or other cars.
No, it's not where they're born. It's where they're conceived.
Oh, conceived.
Yeah. Same thing with holes.
Okay, confused. As for the small capitals, was that limited to Europe and the Americas, or was it the rest of the world?
Well, he only mentioned Europe and the Americas to us, so I'm
Canberra would be, in Australia would
be
one case.
That's a good point. Yes, we'll give you a bell for that. Why not?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. And Jerry, I believe it's your turn.
Okay, what U.S. athlete has named for him 2 hospitals, 40 public schools, and more than 200 parks and baseball fields?
What U.S. what? What
was athlete. It?
How many again, Jerry?
2 hospitals, 40 public schools, and more than 200 parks and baseball fields.
Oh, baseball. All right.
Jackie Robinson?
No.
Oh, that's good.
No, no.
Yeah. Well, baseball. Roberto Clemente.
Correct. Excellent.
Yeah. All right.
Very good. Okay.
Another smaller capital is Cape Town in South Africa. Cape Town's the capital, I believe.
I think in South Africa they split up the capital into, like, one's the judicial capital, one's the administrative capital, and one's the, and so I don't know. I mean, yeah, you may easily be right about that. Jerry, ask another question.
Okay, in 1971, a small Canadian group was formed called the Don't Make a Wave Committee, which was later renamed what?
Don't Make a Wave? 1971?
Yeah.
Greenpeace?
Exactly. Oh. Right. Very good.
Good.
Shooting me down. Okay.
Right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there?
Hi,
you're right.
This is Vic Radul in the Carneros.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Say, after that Mattel doll question, are you concerned you might not have a PG rating anymore?
Oh, no, I'm not too concerned about that. They don't make it anymore anyway.
No. I have some characters from TV shows I'd like to try to run by you.
All right.
The actor and whatever program. So the first one is Hobie Gilman.
Hobie. That sounds familiar. All right. Just go through the few of them, I guess.
Okay. Then there is Arthur Branch, Gail Fisher, Al Swearengen, and Bunk Moreland.
Al Swearengen is
Deadwood.
Is Deadwood, yeah, good. Excellent.
And who is it?
Oh, that... who was that actor, that English actor? Ian McShane.
Right.
Would Gail Fisher be
Gail Fisher, that was Mannix's secretary?
Yep, you got it. Peggy right. Fair was her name, yeah.
I
was going back further. The Gail Storm show I was thinking.
Yeah.
What was that called?
Suzanne.
My Little Margie.
Or
My Little Margie, yeah.
I'm sorry, so what are the other ones we have left here?
You got Arthur Branch.
Arthur Branch.
Bunk Moreland.
Arthur Branch.
And Hobie Gilman.
Arthur Branch sounds familiar. What kind of show was that?
Which one are you asking
Arthur
about?
Branch.
kind of a cop show.
No. Hobie Gilman. Hobie. Is that something from, like, the early 60s or something?
Actually, older than that.
50s?
Yeah.
Hobie.
Western.
Oh. Oh, is that Clint Eastwood what was that TV show he was on?
Wanted Dead or Alive?
No.
You're thinking of Rowdy Yates and...
Right. Oh, you're right. All right. Okay.
No. So is this possible that I stumped you?
Yeah, I think it's very possible, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Robert Culp and Trap Down.
Okay. Good.
And then the only other one out there is Bunk Moreland.
All right. Well, you better give that to us.
Okay. Wendell Pierce in The Wire.
Oh. Ooh. All right.
Anyway, at least I got you once.
I'm better at movies, yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. I hope you're enjoying the show. The number to join us with a question or answer is area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. We have a toll-free number as well. That is 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. Jerry's having an allergic reaction. And Leah, I think it's your turn.
Okay. What well-known political figure has three sons named Alexis, Alexander, and Alejandro, named after Alexander the Great?
Once more, please.
What well-known political figure has three sons, Alexis, Alexander, and Alejandro, named after Alexander the Great?
Lamar Alexander.
No.
And you're not saying whether this person's American?
Nope.
Alexis Alexander. Huh. All right. Silvio Berlusconi.
No.
All right. Ooh. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi. Is that me?
It is you.
Oh, hi. This is Dylan from the Still Too Muggy Sunset.
All right.
And I think I have an answer. The Boy from Oz was about Peter Allen.
Correct.
And right. I think it was played by the guy who does Wolverine.
Right, Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I have a question for you guys.
All right.
Speaking of Peter Allen, his biggest hit as a writer was from 1974. Can you name the artist and the song?
Peter Allen,
yeah. He did have a couple of big hits.
He wrote a song for Liza Minnelli called "This Quiet, There's a Woman on Stage" or something like that.
Right, but this was a number one hit here on the Billboard charts.
So that wasn't on the charts.
Right.
Okay.
They probably had it in that show about him. He probably did the Hugh Jackman probably did it in that show. I don't know.
Big artist, and she was also Australian.
Oh, so he did it for an Australian singer.
Well, you're right. Well, he didn't do it for her, but she recorded.
She recorded. Okay. Yeah.
Helen Reddy.
Olivia Newton-John.
Right.
Right. So I have the artist now. I have to get the song. What year was this again?
74, 75.
Ooh. No.
Okay. I honestly love you.
Oh. All right.
Okay. And by the way, you guys have the best show ever. I've been listening for almost 20 years and just cannot do without it.
And you're one of our best listeners.
Well, that's very, very nice of you to say. Don't tell me this is the first time you called in or anything like that.
This is the first time, and I'm so nervous.
Oh, my God.
I am so nervous. You don't know. I'm actually shaking.
Oh, no.
Please call again.
Yeah, please call anytime. We appreciate you listening.
Okay, thank you.
You can tell us each time what a great show we have.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, good night.
Good night. Well, and you're nice. Listening to, that's very nice. Yeah, you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight is well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle, columnist Leah Garchik. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. All right, my turn here. And there are 10 answers to this question, so I should do it pretty soon, right now, I guess. According to a survey done by restaurants.com of waitstaff across the United States, according to this survey, what are the 10 worst things that customers do in restaurants? According to a survey taken of waitstaff across the United States by restaurants.com, what are the 10 worst things that customers do in restaurants? And I'll give you each two guesses.
Don't tip.
That is one. Yes. Refusing to tip.
Refusing to tip.
For whatever reason.
Worst things.
Asking for special ingredients.
No, not exact. No.
Okay. Flirt with a waitress.
No.
Oh, demanding separate bills.
Yes.
They hate that.
Asking the waiter to divide up the checks for a group. Yes, they hate doing that. Okay, so good. So once more, according to a survey done by restaurants.com of waitstaff across the United States, what are the 10 worst things that customers do in restaurants? So far we have refusing to tip and asking the waiter to divide up the check amongst a group. And feel free to come up with your own idea for that. That number is 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Oh, great. Okay, so the conceiving of babies in Europe, is it along the Riviera or the Mediterranean?
No. Mm-mm. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, and the friendly countries to tourists, Australia and Belgium?
No, there's one European country and one non-European country left, but not Australia or Belgium.
Okay. And these people in the restaurant running out on the check?
Yes. Very good.
And being rude?
Yes. Very good.
Okay.
Good job.
I think I'm out.
All right. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Seed. How are you?
Good.
Very good. Heinz 57 ketchup. What does 57 stand for?
Well, there were 57 varieties of things that were made by that.
Originally, yeah.
Yeah.
Or pickles.
Pickles? Yeah, I don't know if they're all pickles.
But. Okay, that's good. That's all awesome.
Wait. There are 57 varieties of pickles?
Yes.
Really?
I think
yes,
at the time.
Yeah.
At
yep.
the time.
This is what they say. Truly.
I mean, besides dill and sweet, I can't
besides
think of
besides all of the other stuff.
Okay. Okay.
But this was the side say.
Okay.
Okay. Which country have Bill of Rights for cows?
I'm sorry?
Bill of Rights for cows.
Oh.
India?
Yeah.
Of course. Of course. I just thought interesting. Okay, for the audience, there's two countries in Africa where 40% of the adult population are HIV positive.
Is this the third question, Eve?
No, this is for the audience, remember?
Audience.
Audience question, yeah. So, believe that.
Please.
Two countries in. Do you know any of them yourself?
Malawi.
No.
It's
40% of adults
Sub-Saharan.
Carry HIV virus.
Right. All right, we'll leave it out, Eden.
Leave it out to people. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
And let's see. Jerry, I think it's your turn.
Yeah. Eden asks more questions than I do in the show.
We got to work harder.
Okay. This is an all-musicals evening for me. Cole Porter wrote 6 musicals with French settings. How many can you name?
Well, Can-Can.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Let's see.
They're all pretty well known except for a couple.
You Never Know.
No.
Never
heard of that.
Oh. That's Clifton Webb. And
really?
Yeah.
Huh.
At Long Last Love, that's the song, that's the show.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, I have to think about that. So, Can-Can, oh, boy. All right, leave it out. And, repeat the question, would you?
Cole Porter wrote 6 musicals with French settings. How many can you name? Dana guessed one, Can-Can. There are 5 others. There are 3 of them are pretty well known.
All right, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi. Go ahead.
Oh,
you're on.
Great. Okay, great. I have a guess for the European baby question.
Yes.
Is it in vitro?
No. Mm-mm.
Oh, no. Okay. Thanks.
Well,
okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
And next.
It's a location.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it could be a doctor's office, I guess.
But she said in vitro.
Well, that can be done in a doctor's office.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller?
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Oh, hi. It's Chris in Santa Cruz.
Hi.
I think I've got a guess for the capital city in Europe where it's smaller than the largest city.
Okay.
That could be Bern in Switzerland, which is the capital.
Oh, all right. Oh, okay. Yes, that is correct.
And my wife has a guess on the most friendly state or country outside of Europe. That could be Thailand, maybe?
Not Thailand, no.
Okay, and maybe Europe could be the good old British Isles, but I'm not sure about that.
Though I love the British Isles, and everybody's always been very nice to me, that's not one of them.
Okay, well, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
And Leah, I think it's your turn.
What is the most commonly used noun in the English language?
That has to roll over in my mind for a few minutes. All right, wait. Would you repeat that?
What's the most commonly used noun in the English language?
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Is this me?
It is you.
I know you keep saying location for European, but I'm going to try on a train. Is that a location?
Yeah, it is a location, but it's not the answer I'm looking for.
Restaurant? Obnoxious restaurant.
Yes.
Behavior would be blow their nose on a napkin.
That's that would be part of an answer. In other words, there's more, a little more to it than that. But you're on the right track.
Okay.
I think I'm going to give it to you. Because it talks about personal grooming in a restaurant. So that's, I think that's good.
Oh, good. Friendliest country, Japan.
Not Japan.
Yep. Okay.
That it.
That's all I've got.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. If you'd like to join us with a question or answer, the number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. We have a toll-free number as well. That's 866-798-8255. Okay. All right. I'm going to give you some British names for American foods. I want you to tell me what the foods are. I'll give you one answer each. There are seven here. Number one, aubergine. 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 Number two, broad bean. Number three, courgette, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. I can spell it for you, C-O-U-R-G-E-T-T-E, courgette. Number four, hundreds and thousands. Number five, Mangetrout, M-A-N-G-E-T-O-U-T, tout. I'm sorry, Mangetrout.
Are these all dishes or specific
They are foods,
foods items.
Or, yeah, they're generally single foods, not rather
okay.
than a dish.
Okay.
Number six, Swede, as in Sweden. And number seven is Pumet, or Pummet. P-U-M-M-E-T. So once more, these are British names for American foods. Tell me the individual food. Number one, aubergine. Number two, broad bean. Number three, courgette. Number four, hundreds and thousands. Number five, Mangetrout. Number six, Swede. Number seven, pumet or pummet.
Is broad bean?
Courgette is a zucchini.
Right.
But summer squash. But that's really French.
Oh, well, I don't know. It was.
It's
it came up on
British
the
word,
British
word, as
side.
In aubergine is French, too.
Is broad bean right. a lima bean?
Not a lima bean. All right. Leah, do you have another one?
Yeah, aubergine is an eggplant.
Right. Okay. So aubergine, eggplant, and courgette, zucchini.
Courgette.
Thank you. And so we're still looking for a broad bean, hundreds and thousands, Mangetrout, Swede, and pumet. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi, this is Greg in Alameda.
Hello, Greg.
Hi, I have some guesses on things that waiters hate.
All right.
Is one like when you snap your fingers or wave or something to get their attention?
Well, that's kind of that comes under the rudeness part, I think.
Oh, okay. So,
you have to do it because they never look up.
And then my other guess on that one is like people who come in right at closing time and then order all kinds of stuff.
That's a good one. No, can't. No, not specifically. No.
That's not there either. Okay, so then I have a wild guess for Leah's question about where the European babies are conceived.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so forgive me, but could it be like on a rug or a sofa or something from IKEA?
Ah, you're getting warm.
Oh,
yeah.
Very good.
Like furniture from IKEA or like a
sofa? That's close enough. On an IKEA bed.
On an IKEA bed. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, because I know IKEA stuff is everywhere in Europe.
Yeah. Thank you. Good guess.
Right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Did IKEA send this out in an email to everybody?
No.
All right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Emma from Berkeley.
Hi, Emma.
Hi. So I wanted to guess as far as the restaurant.
Yes.
I'm thinking people being on their cell phones.
You're on the right track, but not exactly.
Utilizing their...
It's something to do with their cell phone.
Texting?
No. Mm-mm.
Taking food pictures.
Thinking?
Taking pictures of their food on their cell phone. Yes.
That is classic.
Yes. That seems to be a rage right now. I don't know why, but it is.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, too, just from experience, people... next to you on the table talking too much and not ordering food any longer. They just sit on their, like, empty glass, maybe?
Yes, I'm going to give that to you. It's spending too long at the table.
Lingering.
Yes, yeah. Lingering. Very good.
Great. And then I want to take a wild guess on the happiest, or no, what is it, the country that is the most friendly?
Right, to tourists, yes.
To tourists. I would say Costa Rica.
Not in the top three, anyway, or top four.
Top four.
Right.
Interesting. Sweden?
No.
All right. Well, those are my guests.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you guys for a wonderful show.
Oh, appreciate that. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye. Bye. And we are past halfway through the show, so let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Jerry?
Well, okay. Cole Porter wrote 6 musicals with French settings. How many can you name? Dana got Can-Can. There's 5 more, and 3 of them are fairly well-known, to musical goers anyway. I'm looking for, I had 5 Broadway musicals about famous people, and I want you to tell me what they were, what the shows were about.
What are they again, Jerry?
What?
What are the ones left over?
Yeah, the first, Bounce.
Bounce.
And I think that's all. That's it.
Okay.
And let's see, I think that's all, yeah.
All right. Leah.
Okay, what's the most commonly used noun in the English language? And what political figure has 3 sons named Alexis, Alexander, and Alejandro, named after Alexander the Great?
All right. And let's see. According to a survey done by a national survey done amongst waitstaff by restaurants.com, what are the 10 worst things that customers do in restaurants? The ones we have so far are photographing your food, refusing the tip, being rude, asking the waiter to divide up the check amongst a group, and spending too long at the table. So there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left. And I'm still looking for some British names, so the American foods to match the British names. The ones we have left are hundreds and thousands, Manshtout, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, Swede, and pumet. According to a survey done by Forbes and Skyscanner, I'm looking for the friendliest countries to tourists in the world. And so far we have Brazil, but there is 1 European country and 1 non-European country still left. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
The place to visit where they're nice to you, is that Bali, maybe?
That's not a country.
Oh, see, not my field, right? So, the restaurant thing,
yes.
Bringing screaming loud children with you?
Yes, yes, letting kids run wild. Yes, very
that's
good.
That's at the top of my list.
And... Well, didn't silk stockings take place in Paris?
Very good.
Yes.
That's one of them,
good
silk
job.
Stockings. Excellent.
And then I have a question.
Yes.
Which I was hoping that Leah was there.
I am.
She is. So basically, how can you tell an apple is genetically engineered when it's cut open. Why?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, it's a really great answer.
It's something to do with the seeds?
No.
Nothing to do with the seeds. Okay.
It doesn't turn brown.
You're kidding.
No.
You mean never?
No. When you cut it, you know.
Oh, I see.
It's not
when it's exposed to the air.
Yes.
Right.
It will not do the brown thing.
Did they genetically engineer that out on purpose?
Don't you think they have to make everything so, like, antiseptic these days?
Yeah. Oh, yuck.
Terrible. Anyway, didn't mean to ruin your night.
No, that's interesting. Thank
Very
you.
Very good.
Okay, bye, dear.
Thanks, Thomas. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Hayes in San Francisco.
Hi.
How you doing, guys?
Good, thank you.
The country, what about Turkey? Are they friendly to people in Turkey?
Turkey is actually in the top 10, I believe. Yes. So they are friendly, yes.
Okay. And then the thing about restaurants, from what I remember, people sending their food back to the kitchen.
Yes, excessive sendbacks. Yes, very good.
That one, and then the other thing about taking a really long time to order at the beginning.
I think that comes, that might have been folded into one of the other answers.
That might have been the rude part.
Right.
All right, thanks very much, and thanks. As usual, you're doing a great job.
Oh, thanks, Hayes. Appreciate it. And Jerry, what do you got?
What former president briefly played semi-pro baseball under an assumed name, and why did he use a pseudonym?
Well, he didn't do this when he was a former president. It was before he was president, I'm assuming.
Yes, of course. Okay. Yeah.
You said semi-professional?
Yeah.
Okay.
George Bush, the elder?
No, he did play baseball. Yeah, yeah. That's a good guess, but yeah. No, that's not it.
Under an assumed
Jerry
name.
Ford?
No, he played football.
Right. Could this be old, old? I mean, like, you
I'm
know.
I'm not telling you that.
I have a feeling it is. Let's see. Like, how about Theodore Roosevelt?
No, that's a good guess, but no.
Semi-professional. Under an assumed name. Okay. Would you repeat that?
What former president briefly played semi-pro baseball under an assumed name, and why did he use a pseudonym?
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Sun Park.
Hi, Peter.
Could that former president have been Jimmy Carter?
No.
Okay. The European country full of happy tourists, is it Switzerland?
Not Switzerland.
Oh, okay. The political figure with Alexis, Alexander, and Alejandro sons?
Yes.
Vladimir Putin?
No.
Oh, that's a good guess.
I've thought of him briefly, yeah.
And most common noun in English, is it day?
No.
Oh, I'm striking out left and right. How about a Swede? Is it a turnip?
A Swede is not a turnip, but you're in the right general area.
It's some ground vegetable.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
Geographic. London, Paris, and Rome are three cities that grew up on rivers. London and Rome have something in common that Paris does not in regard to their rivers. What is it? Location-wise.
London and Paris have something.
London and Rome have something in common.
London and Rome, okay. Anything to do with the name of the river?
No.
Okay. Anything to do with a city starting on one side of the river and then going to the other side?
No.
All right.
Does it have anything to do with the directions of the rivers?
No.
I meant the orientation of.
Right. Huh.
Has something to do with the fact that the rivers are tidal.
Tidal?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay. Huh. No. We don't know.
All right. London and Rome grew up at the first place you could ford the river. at low tide.
Oh, okay.
And on the Seine, that's Rouen, not Paris.
Oh. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Janet from Santa Cruz.
Hi, Janet.
I have a couple of the foods that they, the American name for what they use in England.
Okay.
So the hundreds and thousands are sprinkles.
Right, the little candy sprinkles.
Ah, yes, yeah, yeah.
And the, is it mange tout? Is it snow pea?
Very good, yes. Snow
peas. And then a sweet is a rutabaga.
Right.
And then is there any others that you still...
They're the only one left. Well, there are two left. Broad bean and pommette or pommette.
The broad bean is the haricot.
Unless it's that's a different name for what I...
Or, green bean?
No, not green bean.
And what was the one that started with a P?
Pommette or pommette. P-U-M-M-E-T.
I don't know what that one is.
Okay.
Okay.
Did very well. Thank you very much.
Is a broad bean a fava bean?
It is a fava bean, yes.
Okay.
Good job. And Leah, your turn.
How many calories are in a postage stamp? But I have the number I have is in a British postage stamp. But it's so interesting to imagine how many calories. So let's just say a stamp. And so we're not talking about one of those big hunk of American ones, picture one.
Well, that's why I use a sticky one, so I can lose weight, you know.
How many calories?
I'm going to say
within 10%.
30.
30?
Yeah. It's not that much, you know, 30 calories.
No.
Well, you mean for the stick them on the back.
Mm-hmm.
30 calories? No.
I don't know.
I'd say 3.
No.
I'll say 12.
Oh.
All right. All right.
Actually, I think none, but... okay.
All right. Well, repeat the question, would you please?
How many calories in a postage stamp? Right. A small one. Small, old-style standard.
Good. And let's see. All right. I'll do a quick question here. What is the oldest college in California? It's in Northern California.
San Jose State.
No. Oh. I know you want to say that because you
well,
went there.
Well, no. I when I went there, I remember being pretty old, San Jose Normal School.
Right.
Yeah.
what is the oldest college in California? It is in Northern California. Founded in 1851. Hmm. It's under a slightly different name today, but you know, I'll take either.
Mills College?
No, not Mills. So once more, what is the oldest college in California? It is in Northern California. And
University of San Francisco?
No, I think that's the 1850s. I think that's maybe one of the 10 oldest or something, but yeah, not the oldest. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Anna in Oakland.
Hi, Anna.
Hi. I wanted to take a guess on the movies, the Cole Porter movies.
Broadway shows.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Is American in Paris one of them?
No, he didn't write American in Paris.
No, that's Gershwin.
Gershwin did.
Oh, that was a Gershwin. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about Gigi?
Gigi was Lerner and Lowe.
Ah.
But okay. You were right about it taking place in France.
Yeah, they both take place in France.
I got the two French movies, yeah.
Good guess, right. But yeah, okay.
I'll take a guess on the friendliest countries. Is China?
No, not China.
Not China. Okay, well, that's my guesses for tonight.
All right. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. If you'd like to join us, the number is area code 415-841-4134 with a question or answer, 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi, I have guesses in a few different categories, but I'll be quick.
Okay.
So for the friendliest countries, for the European country, would that be Ireland?
Not Ireland. Ireland is in the top five, but I only asked the top three. So,
okay.
But you're on the right track.
Non-European country, could that be Indonesia?
Not Indonesia.
Okay. So restaurants, people who ask too many questions about the menu.
I wonder if that would fold into one of the other ones. No, not specifically.
Okay. How about people who want everything wrapped up afterwards?
No, that's not
me.
One either.
That's me.
Yeah, that's Jerry.
I take that personally.
No, not that.
Okay. And the last thing about restaurants, people who expect to have like their drinks on, like regulars who come in, but they expect to have their drinks on the table before they even get there.
Oh my God. I'd never even heard about that. But no.
Okay. And then one last thing. In terms of the politician with the name related to Alexander the Great, it wouldn't be a Greek politician like Michael Dukakis, would it?
No. No.
Okay, and it's not a Greek politician, period?
No.
Okay. All right, thanks very much. Love the show.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
And thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi. It's Greg and Alameda again. So this restaurant thing is driving me crazy. How about people who just, like, sit down and don't wait to be seated?
No.
No. Okay. Oh, boy. And so I know one of the questions you had while I was on hold, the oldest college in California, Santa Clara University.
No.
No?
No. That's okay. That's the second oldest college in California.
That's the second old.
Yes.
I thought that was the oldest. Uh-uh. The mission and everything. No? Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, guys. It's Pace again in San Francisco. I forgot that I was going to come up with rutabaga, but someone else got it before me. But the thing about the restaurants, what about people who want to move their table, want to physically move?
Not in the...
That's
not
a good
in,
one, yeah.
Yeah, not in the top ten, anyway.
Okay.
That's a good one.
All right.
One.
Well, thanks very much.
Thanks, Ace.
Yeah.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller?
I'm not sure.
You're on right now. Go ahead.
All right. This is Al in San Francisco.
Hi, Al.
Eisenhower. He used the name Wilson.
Very good. Eisenhower.
Oh,
played, yeah.
Excellent.
Why did he use the name Wilson?
The New York Times last this weekend.
Why did he use the name Wilson?
Well, that's a little unclear, but it may have had something to do with the fact that he wanted to be admitted to West Point.
Yeah. He didn't want to sully his... His amateur reputation by admitting it. So
very interesting.
He admitted it much later that he did play under an assumed name. Very good.
Sure.
Thank you, Al. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Very good.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi. Okay, most commonly used noun, I'm going to guess money.
No.
The politician who has three sons whose names start with the letter A, I was going to guess, our former governor, Mr. Schwarzenegger.
No, that's a good
guess.
That's
a good guess. That's a good guess.
And then for one of the friendliest countries, I actually was going to guess Hong Kong.
No, not Hong Kong.
Okay, great. That's it.
All right, thank you. And we do have a couple of lines open. If you'd like to call, 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller?
Hi, this is Brad.
Hi, Brad.
Oakland?
Yeah, you're on.
Okay. So is there still a largest city that's not a capital? Is that still out there?
I think there are a couple, yes.
Well, there's Ottawa.
We did get that. I know we got
that. Oh, I'm sorry. And you also, I'm sure, got Brasilia.
Okay. Yeah, right.
Friendliest countries, Greece?
No.
Nope. Taiwan?
No.
We're on a losing streak. Okay, waitresses. Substitutions. Substitution.
Yeah. Not specifically in the 10, anyway, no.
All right. And then lastly, wanting to split a dish.
Ooh, that is kind of irritating sometimes. But no, again, not specifically in the 10.
All right, the last one, a noun. How about sing?
No. No.
It is a noun, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, it's a verb. Song is a noun.
It's an action, so, yeah. No, sorry about
that. Sing, ping with TH.
Thing. I thought you said Sing.
Yeah, me too.
Thing. No. It's not Thing. No.
All right. That's it. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Thanks. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello. I'd like to make a guess on the friendliest country.
Yes.
Germany?
No, not Germany.
Australia.
You're close with Australia. You want to try
New
one?
New Zealand.
Yes, New Zealand. Very good.
And I need to make a guess on annoying things at the table.
All right.
Electronic devices or cell phones?
Well, we kind of covered that when people were photographing their food.
Okay. That's all I've got.
Well, thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Roberta from Richmond.
Hi, Roberta.
Friendliest country, Vietnam?
No. Remember, I'm only asking the top three here. So we have Brazil and New Zealand. There's the only one in Europe.
Okay. Then, the other one's in Europe?
It is in Europe.
Norway?
Yes. Not Norway.
Okay, and I have a request, which is that whoever has a cold, stay away from the mic.
Who would that be?
Thank you.
I don't have a cold. I just said I have sneezing fits from time to time, and unfortunately,
allergies
broke out here.
Right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, is this me?
It is you.
This is Bart, Knob Hill West.
Hi, Bart.
My guess for the oldest college in California is UC Berkeley, which originally was called the College of California.
Nope.
Tried. Thank you.
Thank you, Bart. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, hi. I want to guess, this is Maggie Smell Cerrito. The oldest college in Northern California or California College of Arts and Crafts. I know it's renamed, but originally.
No.
And the most common noun, work?
No.
Okay, no. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
All right, you're on. Go ahead.
I'm going to guess King Juan Carlos of Spain has three children, Alejandro, Alexis, and Alexander.
Say very clearly. We're having trouble hearing you, but if you say the name, I think I could make it out. What's your guess?
I believe it's King Juan Carlos of Spain.
No, it's
Juan
not.
Carlos.
Thank
not,
you very
not Juan
much.
Juan Carlos. No. Sorry.
Thank you.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, yeah, this is Leslie from Oakland.
Okay. Very quickly, Leslie, we're almost out of time.
Okay, so for the restaurants, people who get sloppy drunk or people who bring food from the outside?
Neither one, anyway.
Oh, darn. Oh, well, thanks.
Thank you. All right. Time to clean up here. What do we got?
Okay, the six musicals Cole Porter wrote set in France, Can-Can, 50 Million Frenchmen, Silk Stockings, Du Barry Was a Lady, and the lesser-known Paris, and Leave It to Me, and the two remaining shows about famous people.
Paris.
One was the first, which was about Jackie Robinson, and the other is Bounce, which is Stephen Sondheim's most recent ill-fated show about Wilson and Addison Meisner.
Okay, and Leah.
The most commonly used noun in English is time.
Oh, yeah.
There are 5.9 calories in a postage stamp. And the political figure with three sons, Alexis, Alexander, and Alejandro, named after Alexander the Great, is Fidel Castro.
Oh, well, I guess that makes sense. The oldest college in California is the University of the Pacific in Stockton. Uh-huh. It was called the California Wesleyan College when it started. Pomet is a fruit basket, and the waitstaff complaints of bringing a pet and stealing the silverware. So if we didn't get to your call, we do apologize. Please remember the Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Thank you very much. Our panel was Jerry Nachman, Leah Garchik from the San Francisco Chronicle. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Our thanks to Debbie Kennedy for handling the board and phones. Have a great week, everybody. Please join us next Sunday at 7. Take care. Bye-bye.